In rural Alaska, one problem thwarts a thousand good ideas: the high cost of energy. From generating electricity to heating homes to fueling snow machines, energy expenses eat into budgets and create barriers for business. But four villages at the mouth of the Kuskokwim River are trying to change that. They're pioneering a system that combines wind turbines, diesel generators, and storage systems with smart grid controls. The goal? Replace 50% of diesel use in the next few years. Along the way, as APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports, they're pushing the limits of what's possible when it comes to integrating renewable energy into the grid.
It's senior carnival night in Quigilingok, about a 40-minute flight southwest of Bethel. The school is raising money to send its four seniors on a graduation trip to Hawaii. There's a cakewalk in the brand new gym. The student store is serving up popcorn and slushies. And right now, all of this, the lights, the music, the popcorn, the slushy maker, it's all being powered entirely by the wind. Quig sits on the tundra just about a quarter mile from the Bering Sea. Outside, there's a serious blizzard blowing in. Walk around the corner from the school, and you can see the village's five wind turbines. If you take a walk down to the powerhouse, you hear this. It's pretty quiet, because the diesel generators are off. The turbines are carrying the load for the entire village. That's thanks in large part to this man.
Okay, let's go back some time. I started working for the electric utility back in January 1983.
William Inkeruk has worked for the Quig Power Company for decades. And for decades, he had a problem.
Diesel, you cannot control the price of fuel, diesel fuel. And we were always at the mercy of the fuel supplier.
On top of that, diesel generators break down. Repairs are expensive. And when he applied for grants from the state, he says, Quig was always overlooked. With under 400 people, they were too small. So about 10 years ago, Inkeruk set out to change that. He convinced four villages to band together and pool their resources: Quigilingok, Kangiganak, Tuntutuliak, and Kipnuk. Together, they created the Chininik Wind Group, focusing on one thing the region has plenty of.
Because wind is free. Wind is free, all you need to do is harness it and find ways to store it.
Inkeruk approached Dennis Miners, who runs Intelligent Energy Systems.
So he came to me and said, let's put up a wind turbine. I said, no, let's not put up a wind turbine.
Miners had something more ambitious in mind.
You need a wind system. A wind system that could really displace a significant amount of diesel fuel.
There are about 200 Alaska communities that, like Quig, run their own isolated power grids, or microgrids. Statewide, about 30 use wind in some way. But there are major challenges to adding wind or any renewable to a small grid. Wind is unpredictable. Sometimes it blows, sometimes it doesn't. And miners wanted to go further to integrate more wind than existing systems, which meant finding new ways to do things.
It just doesn't exist. Big companies don't invest in technology for villages, so a lot of the solutions had to be handcrafted.
Miners decided the only way to displace lots of fossil fuels is to sometimes turn the diesel generator off. To do that without wrecking your generator or causing an outage, you need two things: storage and controls. For storage, the system uses batteries, Chevy Volt batteries, in fact. There are also small electric thermal stoves in homes throughout the village, which absorb excess wind energy and cut the need for heating fuel. And all the different parts of the system have to talk to each other, turning on and off as the conditions change.
We're controlling loads across the grid, across the community, about every half second. We're changing the loads across the community. So that's how we're managing it. That's our smart grid.
Is that unusual?
Is that unusual? I don't know anybody else doing it.
As in anywhere. It's one of the very few systems, not just in Alaska, but in the world, using all these pieces in this way. Miner says that last year, Quig, the first village to get the full system in place, was powered by only wind more than 30% of the time. So far, the project has been funded with about $13 million in state and federal grants to the four Chininik communities. But the goal is to make the system economically competitive with diesel and easy to replicate. It's not there yet, but Miner says, give them a couple years.
I'm not going to tell you that we are here today with that. But we're very, very close. We're very close.
Back at the Quigg School, the carnival has ended, and Patrick Boonstra is watching the system work in real time on his laptop. Boonstra works for miners. And outside, the wind is slowing.
It's dropped to 15 to 11.
It's a real-world test of the system. Will the different parts adjust? And they do. One by one, the turbines turn themselves off, and the diesel generator comes on.
I just saw one kick on, three kicked off, and the diesel is taking all of the load. And we're sitting in, the lights didn't flicker.
And he's right. The lights stay on. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Quigilingok.
Running a system like Quigg's isn't just technology, it's people. Tomorrow we'll hear from some of the people at the heart of the Chinook Wind Group.